Korea sends a missile across Japan. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Kim Jong-un's government launching a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile over northeast Japan.
People scrambled to get to shelters and train service in some areas was cut off. That missile believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. Reuters reports Japan's defense minister is saying his country won't rule out any options, including counterattack capabilities, as it looks to strengthen its defenses against Pyongyang.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan condemning the launch and reinforcing the U.S. ironclad commitment to the defense of Japan. South Korea has also heightened its defenses in response. Florida continues the recovery efforts in the wake of Hurricane Ian. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says there are people who are still unaccounted for.
Our local, state, and federal partners are coming together with search teams and going through the debris to make certain that, God forbid, a loved one is in there, injured, hurt, that we get to them. God forbid they're deceased, that we do it the proper way, every single step of the way.
National Guard troops have been deployed to some of the barrier islands hardest hit by Ian's landfall, bringing in water and other supplies by helicopter. The state now taking bids for the construction of a temporary bridge to once again link Sanibel Island to the mainland. President Biden will visit Florida tomorrow for a firsthand look after spending time Monday in Puerto Rico, inspecting the damage done from Hurricane Fiona and promising federal help.
Federal government is going to provide individual assistance for up to $37,900 for essential home repairs. Another $37,900 for lost property, as the law calls for.
The president says the Puerto Rican people have shown extraordinary resolve after several devastating storms in recent years. Wall Street rebounding Monday with its best day since July. The Dow gained 765 points. NASDAQ added 239. The S&P 500, 92 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In Nebraska, a cell phone is credited with autonomously alerting police to a deadly car crash.
The crash happened shortly after 2 a.m. on Sunday when a car hit a tree in Lincoln, Nebraska. One passenger's iPhone detecting the impact and calling responders when the phone's owner didn't respond. Unfortunately, the call didn't end up saving anyone. The driver and four passengers were dead at the scene. A sixth person died later at the hospital, all of them in their early 20s. An assistant Lincoln police chief calls it the worst crash in recent memory. Says they're investigating all possible causes, including alcohol, speed, or distracted driving. They're asking any potential witnesses or anyone with evidence to contact police. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A New York State task force created after a 2018 limo crash has issued a safety report with recommendations including equipping limos with side impact protection devices and taking them off the roads after a certain number of miles. It was 4 years ago this week that a Ford Excursion SUV, which had been turned into a stretch limo, crashed in Schoharie, New York, after blowing through an intersection. The driver and 17 passengers were killed, as were two pedestrians. Gas prices continuing to climb. AAA says a gallon averages $3.80 as of this morning. Popular online payment system turns out to be popular with scammers as well.
Four of the seven banks that own the peer-to-peer payment service Zelle report over 192,000 cases of fraud in 2021 and the first half of this year. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren requests requested the information and says it shows customers were reimbursed in only 3,500 cases. In the cases of clear-cut, unauthorized transfers, only 47% of those dollars were ever reimbursed. Banks are required by law to repay customers when funds are illegally transferred. According to Early Warning Systems, the company that operates Zelle, almost $500 billion in funds were sent via the service in 2021.
Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Jack Callahan.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.